There's a businesswoman who ran a real estate business. And she made an intriguing decision one day. It was a day where her work took her across town, where there were rumors that in that place there was a lot of violence, a lot of poverty, a lot of gangs, a lot of drugs. She knew herself to be a pretty strong person. Decided there's nothing to worry about. She was also the type of person who would say to her friends, "What are you worried about?" Her heart, though, was not ready for what she experienced. Her tasks with work went smooth, routine even. The winter sun was setting as she wrapped up work and decided to call it a day and drive home. And as she drove, her heart again filled with a melancholy question. Maybe the day was a little too routine. She thought to herself, "Is this my life? Is this my life?" She remembered as she drove that she needed to stop at a grocery store and pick up something for dinner, and she also then remembered she'd passed one as she drove into this part of town. She found it again, pulled in, parked her car, got up to the store. The aisles were absolutely crowded, and the people who pushed their carts looked worn out, tired. She found her cart and joined in. That's when she saw them. Her heart paused. Her heart sank. She looked into their brown faces, into their deep brown eyes. And four beautiful children smiled back, amazed by her blue eyes and long blonde hair. Those beautiful children connected in that moment with this woman. And though she tried and tried again to explain what happened in that moment in that store to her friends, they couldn't get it. They could not get it. No one could understand that in that experience with those beautiful faces, she would decide to sell her real estate business, go back to school, and become a school teacher. It didn't make sense, and it wasn't a decision that others had to make. But for her, in the magic of that experience, it was her decision. And there was something of God in that encounter. She just had to do something different. Had to. Just had to. And though she tried to explain it to her friends, it didn't compute. Why would you do this? Why? Today, I feel like one of that woman's friends. When we read this gospel reading about Jesus calling his disciples, I do not understand their action. I mean, do you understand what they're doing or why they're doing it? What propelled their immediate departure? Mark's gospel gives two small clues. Maybe you can make sense of them. The first clue is with John the Baptist. John was down south from where Jesus was at the time, and John's message was resonating with people. People were coming from all over the place to come hear him, and it was creating a lot of buzz, so much buzz that the people way up north in Galilee, where Jesus was, heard about it. That's about 40 to 60 miles away. In a world before Facebook and Twitter and texting and all that, it had to travel word of mouth for a word of mouth message to spread a 60-mile radius. Oh, you have connected with hearts. And there was John. His message, prepare the way of the Lord. The second clue in Mark's gospel comes from Jesus himself. Jesus inaugurates, he begins what John had talked about. Jesus says, the kingdom of God is arriving. Turn your life around. Turn your life and believe in this gospel. So from a prophetic promise that ignites a countryside to the fulfillment of that promise when Jesus arrives. The people must have been out of their minds with eagerness and excitement. And it's in this supposed fervor that Jesus calls his first disciples. He sees Simon and Andrew first. They're out fishing. It must have been a family business. Jesus sees them and he says an enigmatic sentence, a very confusing sentence. I don't understand why this works. He says, "Come after me. I'll teach you how to fish for people." So either these guys were really terrible at fishing for fish, or this meant something. I don't know what it means. And why does that sentence propel Simon and Andrew to drop everything and immediately follow Jesus right then, right there? They must have seen something in Jesus. Their hearts had to have been primed for that immediate action. And that's what they did. They heard the word of the kingdom of God, and they left everything and began to walk a new path. Jesus then walks just a little bit further, and there he sees James and John, the sons of Zebedee. He repeats the process with them, but this time Mark does not say or record what Jesus says. But whatever it was, James and John, stand up, leave Zebedee behind with all the workers, and they follow Jesus. What was Zebedee thinking? Why doesn't Zebedee follow? What propelled this brash and immediate response to Jesus by Simon and Andrew, James and John? They were, for whatever reason, primed to immediately respond and to pursue Jesus. They'd hear about the kingdom of God and they would jump toward it. Can I relate to their decision? Can you relate to their decision? I mean, they were so focused, so eager, that they just jumped at the word and they followed Jesus with absolute abandon. What exactly did these disciples have in mind? When we read the rest of Mark's gospel, not much is in their mind. Mark reveals that these disciples had all kinds of wrong ideas about who Jesus was supposed to be, what the kingdom of God was supposed to look like. They did not know. And yet Jesus calls them to follow him. What exactly are you and I supposed to have in our hearts? What are we supposed to desire so that desiring it so much we would jump at the opportunity to follow Jesus toward it? I don't know. Do you know? Has your life looked like James and John, who just dropped everything and followed Jesus? Is your life supposed to look like James and John? Mark tells us a third clue. Jesus called those first disciples knowing they did not know much. Their mistaken ideas led them to jumping into the action right away. And yet as they followed Jesus, little by little they began to see and began to know. Jesus also calls you, whatever your state of heart, whatever your state of mind, whatever your state of body, he says to you, come, follow me, be with me. The kingdom of God is arriving. I want to show it to you, Jesus says. So with constant forgiveness from Jesus and constant grace from Jesus, We can't see another way. We don't know another truth. His deep brown eyes have touched our soul. We follow with unexplainable desire. We follow. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your very lives in Christ Jesus as we follow Him now and forever. Amen.